Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Final hour, Willie and D. Mace here on 102.5 The Game, broadcasting live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Suni Lee just concluded her work on the floor, and Team USA is getting it done in the team gymnastics finals going on right now. It has been fun to keep an eye on that while we've been doing our show today. First day for the Titans in pads, and it was very eventful this morning. D-Mace and I were on hand. The first live period, you could start to feel the temperature start rising. There was a lot of jawing back and forth. There was a couple of almost breakouts, and then a fight did break out. There was a play where Nick Westbrook-Ikhine caught a ball way down the field on a bomb. Mm-hmm. Then stuff started getting out of hand, and by the time it was all shaken out, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine had come all the way back to the line of scrimmage and gotten into the scrum. And after everybody was peeled off the pile, they had referees on hand today. The referees said, I got 98 and 15 with unsportsmanlike ejections. Mm-hmm. So all this to say, Jeffrey Simmons was very vocal at practice today. He was in the middle of how things got a little out of control to the point where Brian Callahan had to stop practice and come in and separate everybody and yell and say, we're not getting anything done here. Cool it. So then, let's take it a step further. Things cooled down. There were some people were wondering, are they going to throw Jeffrey Simmons out of practice, right? They didn't do that, because they were running two or three teams in there. So there was time for him to cool off. They had another team period later in the practice, at the end of practice, and he was playing in that, and things had kind of cooled off. But after practice, now visualize this if you've never been to a Titans training camp. And D-Mace, you help me fill in the cracks here if I'm missing things. But they have a section roped off on the other side of the field. So in other words, the media stand along the sideline. Then there's a rope. Then there are sort of VIP Titans fans that had access to practice, families of the players, and then maybe some, I guess, season ticket holders, kids, things like that. Then there's a group of radio stations that do their broadcasts mm-hmm. from Titans training camp. We've done it for years. We're here in the studio because Titans practice has been ending before we go on the air. In the past, we've sat through the heat.
Yes.
Well after practice is over to get a couple things. But Chase and Big Joe have their show in that window. So they're broadcasting. And then our competitors mm-hmm. right down the road are one table over. Mm-hmm. So a former colleague of ours, mm-hmm. Buck Rising, a good friend who does a show on our competitor, he used to be with our station, got into a shouting match while he was on the air with Jeffrey Simmons, who came over and started yelling at him. I don't know exactly where it all came, but there was a lot of, you're saying a lot of stuff on social media, etc. So you had Jeffrey Simmons in a fight during practice, in a shouting match with a media member mm-hmm. after practice. And if you go back last year, I've heard Paul Kuharsky talk about this, where there have been some sort of tense moments in the locker room. And this is all in the backdrop of, in the opening day of Titans training camp, Brian Callahan said Jeffrey Simmons is now, in the post-Derrick Henry era, mm-hmm. the unquestioned leader of the team. And I think that's got a lot of people a little bit uneasy right now, saying, okay, what are we going into here? Jeffrey Simmons, can he sort of rein this in, think about this a little bit more, what it means to be the leader of a team and then act like that?
Yeah, it's unfortunate that, you know, maybe today was just a bad day for him. get into a fight, throw a punch. He gets ejected. If it was a game, he would have been ejected. Hell, if the former coach was there, he'd have been thrown out of practice. If Fish was there, he'd have been thrown out of practice, because those are things you just don't tolerate. Like, there's one thing to, you know, be in a scuffle or wrestle, and but when you start throwing haymakers or blows, that hurts the team. Why? Because you can hurt yourself, and now it puts you out, or you can hurt the individual. You know, you don't do dumb bleep to hurt the team, and that's what would have happened. Jeffrey Simmons in that situation. I understand how tempers can fly. I get it. You know, a bunch of testosterone, and those guys are just, you know, going against one another all day in the heat and in pads, so I get it. But Jeffrey has to understand, you got up at that podium at the beginning of the training camp, and you talked about how Rand Carthon talked to you, how Brian Callahan talked to you, about being the leader now. Now that these guys are gone, Henry, Byard, do you have that clip that he's talking about? Let's play that clip right quick.
The shift is like on you. Like, it's not just the leader of the D-line, you're a leader on this team now. You're the face of the franchise, so to speak. Like, how do you approach that? How much do you like that opportunity?
Now, I want to say, I go back a couple years ago, like when I first got here, I had guys like Jarrell Casey, even Daquan, Wesley Woodyard, all them guys who I was, you know, they always, you know, when becoming a leader, you have to know when to follow. And I think as I was growing, especially through that, my first year as a rookie, I was learning a lot from them guys. And I want to say probably like going into my second year and then really my third year, where I really felt like, you know, this was my team. I've been feeling that way, you know, as y'all know, like on Sundays, I break the huddle down. That's something I take pride in. But as when you grow and you're trying to grow as a leader, you want that responsibility, because it's not, I guess what I'm saying, when you first looking at it, when you come into the building, it's about you, you know, how you are approaching the day. You know, when you had a bad day of practice, you had a bad rep, you know, guys looking at your body language. And then one thing I talked to the defense about at the press is just body language, you know. And like I said, I take full responsibility of it. You know, I love it. I love challenges. But at the end of the day, I've been felt like this was my team. You know, I don't try to do more or less of my job, but I also been feeling like I was a leader. I've been feeling that. But like I said, I saw what Rand was said, you know, just the interview he had. But at the end of the day, you know,
So it's interesting to listen to that clip in the wake of what happened today.
Exactly. And I'm just I just wrote things down. Grow as a leader. Guys looking at your body language. Body language. When you walk in a room, when you walk in that building, it can't be about you. If you're having a bad day, you know, when I came into the league, Wesley Woodyard, Jarrell Casey, he named somebody else in there. You named all these things. You said all these things about being a leader. And you're absolutely right, Jeff. You're absolutely right. But then you can't, right after saying all of that, at the beginning of camp, you can't then get on there one day and somebody asks you a question and you don't want to answer it. You know, you tweeted something, but then when that question was posed to you by Jared, you didn't want to answer it. Whether you like Jared or not, it was a legitimate question, and you could have just answered it. You know, you said what you had to say on Twitter, and then when the question was posed to you about Twitter, you shut it down. That's not being leader-esque.
Right.
And then you come into practice and you're fighting. I get it. You know, the heat of the battle, I get it. There's pushing and shoving, all of that. But you know, the minute you throw that punch, that opens up everything now. You would have got your ass.
That's
what's going
to be on every news thing tonight.
It will be on every news. Jeffrey Simmons threw a punch. Yeah. You would have got your anus thrown out the game. That's what you would have gotten. And it would have hurt.
Well, that's what the referee actually said.
Exactly.
Today,
you would have hurt.
That was
your
an ejection.
Team by doing that. Don't do things that are going to hurt your team. And then after that, you go and have a you know, verbal
shouting match
yep. with a media member in front of everybody, and the media member is trying to interview one of your players. That's not leader-esque. It's not. I'm not saying that you're not a leader, Jeffrey. I am not saying that, not one bit. So anybody that takes this back to Jeffrey, please give them every word that I said, okay? Because when somebody approached me, I want to make sure they have exactly what I said. I am not saying that you're not a leader, but you're not showing leader qualities today. You did not show leader qualities today when you threw that punch. That's not a leader. That's not something Jarrell Casey would have done. That's not something that Wesley Woodyard would have done. That's not something that Harold Landry would have done. And then after that, to go over there and start, you know, getting into it with a media member, that's something that those guys that you named, guys that you look up to, guys that were your teammates, those guys wouldn't have done that. At least I don't think they would have done that. So when you talk about being a leader, then you can't do those things that are opposite of a leader. Again, I am not saying that you're not, but what you showed today, and today could have just been a bad day for you, but what you showed today wasn't leadership quality, because out of your mouth, you said they are watching you, your body language, how you practice, everything. Well, what they saw was not a leader today. That's all I'm saying.
You know,
take that as constructive criticism, Jeffrey, or anybody that's going to take it to Jeff. Take it as constructive criticism that he didn't show the leadership qualities today. I'm not saying that he's not. But if somebody was just walking up and heard you talk about being a leader and then saw you for the first time, they'd be thinking, that dude ain't no leader. I don't see no leader qualities in him. So you got an opportunity tomorrow to change it, or later on today when you practice.
Handling the media is part of being the leader, right?
Yes.
How are you going to go about it? And let me say, and I think you would agree with me, I can see how somebody could get annoyed with a member of the media that's there all the time.
I get annoyed with Jared all the time.
That's what I'm getting at. Between Jared.
But I ain't going to berate him or curse him out.
Paul Kuharsky, who has talked on the air about these exchanges that have gotten a little tense in locker rooms, not necessarily on the air, and then you see this example that is all around social media now with Buck, right? I can see how you get annoyed, but you cannot let how the media conducts themselves get to you, right? You can never win that battle. And I'm not excusing if a media member gets out of line. That does happen sometimes, but there are ways to handle that face-to-face through your media relations person. There's a lot of different ways to go at it, but it never pays to get into an online back-and-forth exchange. You can't win that battle. You never win that battle. Or a verbal exchange in public that is videotaped, you cannot win that battle.
You know what?
And a leader especially, like, that's just, don't go down that road, right? He's in the spotlight probably more than ever before because there is no Derrick Henry. There's no Ryan Tannehill. There's no Kevin Byard. Mm-hmm. Jarrell Casey, all these guys that he's sort of grown up into this role. I'm a huge Jeffrey Simmons fan, but this is a little blind spot for him in particular. Like the emotional play on the field, I can deal with that. But there's a little pattern now of getting annoyed with the media. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, he's above that. He needs to be above that.
And I'm going to say this. Jeff, what they heard, the only thing they heard is Buck saying, Jeff, I will talk to you. Jeff, I will talk to you. Let's talk. And know what they heard from you? All of the other crap. They heard somebody being sensible and calm, but they heard you screaming and yelling. That's all they heard. They didn't hear what Buck was saying. They heard everything that you said. And that's just a bad look for you. And maybe you don't care, Jeff. Maybe if I ran into you, you'd be like, I don't care. Well, you should care. You should care because you are the leader on this team. You said it. It came out of your mouth by way of the GM and the head coach. They expect you to be that guy. They don't expect you to get into it. I never saw Eddie George, Steve McNair, Bruce Matthew, get into it, Blaine Bishop, get into it with a reporter. Like, just get into it, like verbal going back. Hell, I ain't never seen Eddie or Steve get into it with nobody. Period. Yep. But because there's a way that you have to conduct yourself. I never saw Ed Reed, Ray Lewis, Jonathan Ogden. I never saw those guys get into it with media people. Those were the leaders.
But there's a way to do it.
Exactly.
There's a way to take issue.
There's a way.
And have a discussion.
You talk to the guy. Yeah, just go.
You can be firm.
Oh, firm is good.
And the thing today that's different than maybe when you and Eddie and Steve were playing for the Titans is it wasn't being videotaped. Where
yeah,
all
but
of
even
a sudden,
that,
1 minute later, yeah. It's up on the web and everybody's seeing it.
But even that.
But there's still a way to do it, even if it is. Like, it's not a big deal if it's videotaped, if it's done in the right way. Say, hey, look, can I talk to you a little bit later
about
some of
these things? You just pull them aside.
You could do that.
I yelled at, and this is why I say I understand Jeff. I understand him completely. But you gotta take it a different route because you are considered the leader on the team with such a young team. And these guys are watching everything that you do say, don't do, and don't say. There was a situation in Baltimore where I got upset with a reporter for writing something. Now, I mean, Texan was back then, but it wasn't big. I got upset with the reporter about something he wrote about the receiving corps, not necessarily about me. About the receiving core. So I had some words with him. But I had some words with him as we were walking in. And my voice was raised. But then I lowered my voice and he and I talked. And we straightened everything out. That's what should have occurred right there. Maybe you didn't want to give him, you know, the time on his radio station. Maybe you didn't want to give it to him. Well, if that's the case, then talk to him afterwards. Maybe you will. Maybe you won't. I don't know. But only thing fans see that we're there or fans see that when they pull up Twitter is you yelling at him and him saying, hey, Jeff, let's talk, man. Come on over here. Let's talk. He's being the calm one. You're being the guy that's a little bit beside yourself and not acting like a leader.
And it's possible that – and I don't know anything about
– Yeah, I don't know what Buck said. Maybe he said something that really irritated you. I don't know.
But let's just say a media member can be way out of the line with – and I'm sure it was with the Ravens. Like,
exactly.
Whatever was written, it could be way out of line. But there's a way to handle it, and there's a way not to handle it. And what we saw was not the way to handle it. So I think this is, hopefully, a teachable moment as he moves into this next stage of his career where he is the leader. He is the headliner. He's the one established superstar that they have.
They have nobody else on defense that can. I'm trying to think. Harold Landry, maybe Sneed, but who else can kind of go to Jeffrey and say, "Listen,
maybe Landry, but Landry."
But this is something that, but this is the guy.
That's why he's the guy. So he has to be able to set the tone for others.
Exactly. So this is a prime example for either the head coach or the GM to go up to Jeffrey, and they probably have. Go up to Jeffrey and like, listen, I understand that today may have been a bad day. I understand that you may have been irritated by some things, but you are the leader of our team. We can't have that. Why? Because everybody else is watching you. They're not going to report and say anything about the media guy. They're going to say everything about you. And everything they say about you is not going to be good. So we can't put ourselves in that light again, because once you put yourself in that light, you put this team in that bad light. You can't do that, Jeff.
615-737-1025. You want to call or text, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Let's go to John, who has joined us here. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Thanks for taking my call, as always. I'm going to just hop right in. If it's got anything to do with Buck's tweet about J.C. Latham whooping him in the drills, then Jeffrey's in the wrong. And let's just call it like it is. Derek hit it right on the head. You know, you don't see the leaders act and react that way. Get better. Like Chris says, you've got two options. You get bitter or get better. And I'm just saying, it's a silver lining if our rookie offensive tackle is whooping our best defensive player in the first day with pass on. I love to see it.
You know, the whole reaction to what is being tweeted out or on social media fascinates me, right? It just seems like we're watching Simone Biles right now live do her routine. I've heard a number of athletes talk about, like, they talk about in an interview, like, when I did this wrong or I was having trouble, I couldn't even look on social media. You know, like their mind goes there. You and I didn't grow up at the same in the same era where we grew up and you see this immediate reaction to everything you do on social media. But the caller is dead on right. That was what Jeff was yelling at. If you listen to the clip, he's saying, you've been talking a lot of bleep on social media.
Well, who told the truth.
But who cares?
He probably is. Yeah. He's telling the truth based upon what he saw.
That is what people do, right? And you, and whether it's a fan or a media member, if you cannot overcome that and aren't secure enough, like, who? Jeffrey Simmons is one of the most respected, dominant players in the league at his position. It doesn't matter what anybody's tweeting, even if he did lose a drill or two. What's the big deal?
Well, these guys.
But why does it get to people so
because
much?
Because as much as these guys, and newsflash, people that are listening, and players, because a lot of stuff gets back to y'all anyway. When y'all say y'all don't care what they say on the media or in Twitter, y'all are lying y'all ass off. Y'all care because y'all watching it. Because y'all got these accounts and y'all watching everybody. Y'all watching people y'all don't even that maybe have 5 followers. Y'all watching what they say too. Don't sit here and lie to everybody. Y'all watch that. And that determines how y'all come to practice sometimes or how y'all are after a game. It should just be, I'm upset that I may have disappointed my coaches or my teammates. Like, I shouldn't have to worry about going to social media and then that being the validation of saying, oh, hell, I did have a bad day. Well, no, damn it. I know I had a bad day. Now, I know it. I'm going to really know it tomorrow when I go into the meeting rooms. When they start pointing out everything that I did wrong. That's what you need to be worried about. Don't worry about what they're saying on Twitter. And I know it's hard. I know it is because y'all are on Twitter all day, every day. And I get it. I'm not saying that you shouldn't be. But don't sit here and lie to people and get up on mics and all this other stuff and say, oh, we don't listen to what they say. We don't care. Yes, y'all do. Stop, damn it. Stop lying. I'm tired of it. And everybody else is tired of it. And you keep showing everybody when you say you're not listening or not watching, you are watching because based upon the way you react.
Well, there's videotape proof now.
Exactly.
That what is being said is bothering him. And that's what I just don't get.
And you can't allow that. I get it. The validation. You want the validation. And anybody that's saying they don't want the validation, get your ass off of social media if you don't want validation. Because we all are looking for some type of validation. That's why we post things. That's why we say things. So if you're looking for that validation or you're not looking for that validation on social media, get off of it. Do like Tom Brady do or LeBron James do. Shut it down for the whole season and do not get back on it.
Honestly,
but you can't.
The ability.
I'm not just talking to Jeffrey, but I'm just saying as a whole.
In general, I think it's a skill. Being able to shut it down and shut it off is a skill.
Exactly.
Or let it roll off your back. You got two choices.
You got to do one
Either
or the other.
You read it and you take the good with the bad, or you don't get on it.
But
and
people just want the good. You know, players just want the good. When they see the bad, it's like, oh.
It really can be a thing. Like, I get it. 615-737-1025. We're talking about Jeffrey Simmons, his actions, and now this is a new era for him. Mm-hmm. He is the leader of the team. Today was the first day of practice. There was a lot that went on there. Yes. And they also got the news that one of his front 7 teammates, Arden Key, appears like he's going to be suspended for 6 games. Paul Kuharsky put that out earlier today. Found out during practice that was going down. They got a fight in practice. There was a lot that went on today. 615-737-1025, weigh in. Give us your thoughts on this. We're coming back with more here on Willie and D. Mace, 102.5 The Game. Coming down the home stretch here on Willie and D. Mace, brought to you by Zen Sports. Don't forget. Start earning cash rewards on your bets today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 and up and in Tennessee to bet. We're talking about Jeffrey Simmons, an outburst today to a media member after a practice in which things got heated. He would have been ejected from the game. And I would say this, if he weren't the leader of the team and a star player, I think, let's say you were a marginal player trying to make the team, he probably would have been thrown out of practice. Don't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
He was really stirring it up for several plays before it really spilled over, and he threw, you know, for lack of a better term, a punch of some sort to get the flag by the referee that was there. So, look, we're not trying to create anything more than this is, but this is a, I think, a maybe a tipping point for him as he moves into a phase where he is, by the coach's words, an unquestioned leader of the team. He is the leader. He's the established superstar. So he's being held to a high standard, and he fell for the trap that never works for the player, engaging publicly with a media member. It's just like, I don't care how bad a fan goofs off in the stands. If you go up in the stands,
then you're wrong.
You're in the wrong.
Exactly.
And you can never win that battle. So, lesson hopefully learned for Jeffrey Simmons. But how he handles this going forward now is going to be a thing.
Yeah, listen.
At least for the time being, he can make everybody forget about this
exactly.
If he handles this well and maybe be better for it.
Exactly.
This isn't the first time this has happened with the media.
I'm not saying that Jeffrey's this bad guy or anything. But
he's clearly sensitive to what gets said about him.
Exactly. It's clear that you're sensitive toward certain things that are said about you or, let's just say, about the team. But, I mean, you can't, as a leader of this team, you can't put yourself in positions like that where now people are questioning whether you are really about that leadership role, or are you just talking? Is it all talk? Because you had a chance to prove it and it didn't happen. Now, a good thing about it is, you know, this is a world of second chances, at least from my standpoint. You'll get another chance, or you get another opportunity to show that you are the leader that you said you are. You are the leader that Rand Carthon and Brian Callahan believes you to be. You have to show it moving forward now. You have to keep that emotion in check, and you can't fly off the handle. And another thing, you got to think about it from this way. If I was sitting here talking to Jeff, he has to think about it from this way. You are the leader of these men, this team, but you put your own player in an awkward position. Let me say that again. You put your own defensive player in an awkward position when you are yelling and screaming at the media member. You know why? Because he's sitting there waiting to be interviewed by that particular media member, and you're yelling back and forth, and he's just sitting there like, what am I to do? Like, do I say something? Do I not say something? You know, so you put him in an awkward position that he has to sit there and listen to his leader yell back and forth for no damn reason. Like, I understand what may have been said on Twitter, but that's Twitter. It's not real life. It's Twitter. Whatever people say, it's what they say. Let them have it. You can't allow yourself emotionally to get attached to that stuff. Again, you put Roger McCreary in a bad position. He's sitting there watching you yell and scream while he's sitting there waiting on an interview. You got to think about what you're doing holistically, not just, oh, it's up. Because today was about you, Jeff. I'm going to tell you that. It was all about you. And listen, you can be upset with me if you want to, but I'm just giving you the real. Today was all about you. You throwing that punch, that wasn't about the team because it didn't help the team. That was about you. When you went back out there and started yelling at the media member, that ain't about the team. That's about you. You know why it was about you? Because you didn't see 10, 20, 30 other guys behind you yelling and screaming at that one particular media member. That was solely about you. And if you're going to be a leader, which I know you want to be and will be, it can't be about you. It's got to be about the team.
Some calls and texts, 615-737-1025. The phone lines are open. Here are a couple of texts. One texter says, if the truth hurts that much, then the spotlight isn't for you. Do better, get better.
True.
Well, it's really,
It's self-explanatory.
It's a lot of the same sentiments on our text line. A lot of people saying a lot of the same things. Sounds like Simmons is now the questionable leader on that. I keep saying unquestioned leader. He's saying
it's a question.
Calling it into question. But really, this is his team. And you think about all of the dominoes here. New coach, young quarterback, young offensive line, new defensive coordinator, new offensive coordinator. Both first-year coordinators. Mm-hmm. So this is a group that's got to be shaped, got to be molded with a lot of new elements. So there's a lot at stake here, right? You're trying to build a foundation. Whether or not the team has tons of success on the field or not, you want to feel good about the foundation that you're laying here.
And,
the chemistry.
And listen, based on Jeff's history, I mean, this is a learning lesson for him. I do believe it is. If he just sort of sit back and think about what happened, you know, in practice and after practice, I'm sure he's probably disappointed in himself. No, I might say probably. I'm sure he is disappointed in himself, how he reacted. So I'm sure that this will be a learning lesson for him. And if he's ever in this situation again, he won't, one, throw a punch. You can wrestle and grab each other all day. That's going to happen. But you can't throw a punch. So you learn from that. Then you learn not to. People are going to say what they need to say on social media. That's just the way it's going to be. You can't allow yourself to get emotionally wrapped up in somebody else's thoughts of you. Because if you do, then, man, you're going to have a long season, Jeff. You're going to have a very long season.
615-737-1025. Join the discussion. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Tim texts in, Willie and Derek need to understand that to these young people, social media matters for better or worse.
I'm not going to. See, that's the excuse we give them. Stop giving them damn excuses. Thank you for the text. I do appreciate that. But don't give them excuses. Don't. Stop it. Don't give them excuses. They know what's right and they know what's wrong. When you give them that excuse, you let them off the hook and say, well, they really don't know what's right and what's wrong. You know that by doing that, it's wrong. Listen, you know, if you know that me looking at social media can mess up my mood, then don't look at it that particular time. Don't. But you can't.
It takes training.
You will. But you also got to know that I am a leader of this team. I can't react the way that third stringer reacts. I can't react the way that guy reacts because he's not considered the leader on this team. I am. I got to walk different. I got to talk different. I got to do things different. That's why they look at me as the leader. You look at the other leaders that they had, whether it be Derrick Henry, walk different, talk different, act different. You knew he was a leader. There was no question that Derrick was a leader. You look at Ryan Tannehill, the things that he did, you consider him a leader. Kevin Byer, he did everything right, it seems. That's what leaders look. Not that he's perfect, but that he understands that I may be upset. I may have a right to be upset. But I got to find a way to address what I need to address in a way that it doesn't sort of question my leadership on this ball club.
Well, that brings to mind something we talked about last week, the first week of camp, when Jeffrey Simmons did his initial press conference. And the leadership thing had come up a lot. And it dawns on me, you just mentioned, you went down the list. Derrick Henry, Ryan Tannehill, Kevin Byard. So it's not just one leader.
Denico Autry is gone.
It's a leadership group, right? And you have now lost, because this is a new era. This is a rebuild, starting from scratch in a lot of ways.
Ben Jones, guys like that.
Ben Jones is a great example. You had a core of leadership. It's a leadership group. We talked about it with the Predators a lot. Now, Steven Stamkos is coming into the Predators as a captain for a long time. Roman Josi has now understood, he's been now a few years in a row, they have brought in a captain from a former team, but you welcome that and you shape a leadership group in the locker room that has an influence on everybody in that locker room. So you have Jeffrey Simmons, who is the leader. I don't know who the leadership group is. There's open spots, I think, for that, right? You've got some new guys that have played elsewhere that could contribute to that. You've got young guys who have come up through that are there. Levis has got to be in this equation somewhere.
The leadership group is small.
But this is what I'm watching for now going forward is this has happened, right? And now people, you mentioned McCreary. You just witnessed this firsthand. Mm-hmm. How does the leader handle himself? What is acceptable going forward? Who sets the tone? There's a lot of questions here. Mm-hmm. I liked how Cushenberry handled himself in the media conference today with all the questions about it got kind of out of control there. What do you think? He was very calm, cool, collected. To me, that's a guy that I'm watching for. Does he become part of the leadership group like Ben Jones did, soft-spoken? There's a lot of different ways you can do it, but this is a brand-new leadership group that has to be formed. It's to be determined. Mm-hmm. Jeffrey Simmons is at the head of that, for better or worse, right? And now his leadership skills have been put into question, and he's got to react a little bit to that. He's got to adjust.
I think sometimes when you have like an abrupt change and then all of a sudden you are thrust into the forefront, maybe you're not quite ready for it. Not to say that you won't do the things necessary, you know, it's like getting ready while on the job. I'm not saying that you can't do that. I mean, that's something that Jeffrey's going to have to do. But maybe you get thrust up a little bit too soon. There was no reason, now that I'm looking back on it, there would have been no reason for especially a young team, a bunch of new faces, let the leadership sort of work itself out. I don't need to go up to, you know, you, Willie, if I'm a first-year head coach or GM, and say, you got to be the leader now, Willie. You the leader. No. I ain't got to do that. I just let it happen. It's early in training camp. Bunch of new faces. Leadership will step forward on its own. I don't have to tell a guy, because sometimes when you tell a guy they're a leader now they feel they have to sort of do certain things.
Right. Remember, Taylor Lewan was given the captaincy pretty early.
And they took it back.
And they took it away because he proved he wasn't quite ready for that.
Quite ready.
Time.
Not to say he didn't ultimately become one of the
leaders.
Because
he
did.
He did.
But
he was part of the leadership group later.
He wasn't ready that moment, and it showed, so they removed it. Maybe that's something that Rand Carthon and Bill Callahan and Brian Callahan have to do now. Like, we saw enough. I know it was only a little, but we've seen enough. Let's remove that. Let's allow the leadership to sort of work its way out. It'll work itself out. Let's allow that leadership. And if you are a part of it, then great. You are one of our veteran guys, even though you've only been in the league, 4 or 5 years? You are one of our veteran guys. But we're not going to just give you that, because I know how much pressure. When you label somebody that, I know what comes with that, the pressure that comes with that. And maybe, just maybe, Jeff isn't ready right now. Not saying that he won't be ready, but maybe, just maybe, maybe he's not ready right now. Because I never heard this, you know, years ago with Byard and all of them. Like, they just let Byard grew into the leadership. There was no, you're a leader, you're a leader. Yeah. He just grew, Derrick Henry just grew into that leadership. Ryan Tannehill grew into it. They didn't say, you leader. No, they grew into it. Why not let it happen now?
Good point. I do think this is a great teachable moment, crossroads for him that he could learn a lot from. Let's hope. 615-737-1025.
I'm here. I'm here closing out for Frazier for a quick minute. So don't be surprised when you look over and not see Nick.
He's coming in for the save. Coming in for the save for the ninth.
Coming in for the save.
All right, we've got our last segment coming up on the show here in just a moment. Jump in if you have some final thoughts on this. 615-737-1025. We'll reset everything as well. And then Jared will take over at 2 o'clock. Stay tuned. You're listening to Willie and D-Mace. Willie and D-Mace here on 102.5 The Game. Let's do a quick reset. First day of practice today for the Tennessee Titans. Jared Stillman is coming up at 2. He'll have his take on it. D-Mace and I have been kicking around a lot of things. We talked about the offensive line. Brian Callahan saying he's going to rotate a lot of guys on that right side. We'll see who rises, but they're nowhere close to paring down the depth chart yet. Lloyd Cushenberry took the podium today, talked about trying to shape the two youngsters on his left and all this group of players on the right. It was a battle between O-line, D-line. Mm-hmm. First day you could hit. There was a fight that broke out at one point. Jeffrey Simmons was given what would have been an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty and an ejection in a game. Mm-hmm. He did not get thrown out of practice, but they had to sort of simmer things down after a while. Then there was an incident after practice with a media member that's got everybody talking. In the meantime, Paul Kuharsky reported during practice that Arden Key is going to be suspended for 6 games by the NFL for violating the performance-enhancing drug policy. Mm-hmm. So that is looming. Brian Callahan did say he acknowledged that he knows it's out there. It's a league situation. He couldn't really comment any further. But they may have some more decisions to juggle here. Mm-hmm. We talked about Nicholas Petit-Frere in the situation he was in last year, yes. D-Mace, where you can continue to practice in the preseason. You can play in the preseason games. Mm-hmm. But the team also has to prepare for your replacement.
Exactly.
So how that's going to affect how Arden Key is used in the preseason.
How much playing time? Yeah. How much time will these linebackers play together in practice? Well, not in practice. Well, yeah, in practice too and in preseason, because you know that he will not be there at least for the start of the season. So you got to prepare the other guys to go, because he will not be available. But even beside all that stuff, because we're looking at this and it's a lot of negative stuff, but there was some good stuff. I mean, the offensive line, you know, they had their moments. Big Sweat, I mean,
Devondre Sweat is very noticeable out there.
It's individual, just individual period. Willie, you saw it firsthand. He was pushing
it
people
was a
back.
Wow. It was a wow.
Yeah, it was a wow.
He was making NFL offensive linemen mm-hmm. look like, you know, like a seventh grader against the senior.
Absolutely.
In high school, right? It just pushes him back. Mm-hmm. He's got that physical ability with the bull rush mm-hmm. that was very, very noticeable.
Now he's going to have to develop some other moves, and he knows that. But, I mean, he showed glimpses of why the Titans, you know, felt that it was imperative for them to draft him in the second round. Will Levis had some good throws. He had some bad ones. Malik Willis had some good throws there. He had some drops. Mason Kinsey, he scrapped a little bit.
He scrapped a lot. He was right in the middle of why the fight broke out.
Yeah,
he was in the middle of that. And he was talking a lot.
Yeah, he was talking a lot. But
Which did not sit well with a lot of the people in the defense.
Yeah, they ain't like that. They never like when a receiver start talking to them. They don't like
that. In fact, later in the practice, after all the jawing and the uh-huh. fighting, he was asked, I don't know if you saw this play, he was asked to sort of block the edge rusher.
Uh-huh.
You talk about looking like a seventh grader. Uh-huh. He got pushed back. It was hilarious. He tried to stand in there. And, of course, the guy, it's pads, but you can't tackle.
Exactly.
There's rules. But he got pushed back about 15 straight yards.
Yeah, that tells him he don't need to be blocking nobody on the edge. So they had some good moments in practice. And, obviously, we talked about the bad moments in practice, but they had some good moments in practice.
You want to see the offense at a better tempo,
I want to see the offense with a better tempo. I was telling Willie as we were there, I said this offense just doesn't look fast.
Explain what you mean by that, because we're talking about two different things. Mm-hmm. Fast players is one thing, and that's one area.
They need to play faster.
But also you can play fast.
They need to play with more of a tempo. I can understand, you know, playbook is still being learned, so I get that part. But they need to play with a little bit more tempo. You want to put a little bit more pressure on the defense. And maybe that's something that Brian Callahan noticed, and maybe when they come out there again, you will start to see the tempo start to get faster and faster, because that's one thing that if you know, whether it was Heimerdinger or whoever, if that tempo wasn't there, man, they may start practice over with, or they may start that period over with. Fish has been known to do that back in the day. So the pace of the offense needs to pick up more, because right now they're slow, and it just seemed like they're a slow offense in general. Yep. So they need to pick up the pace a little bit more.
There wasn't a crispness play in and play out. It was a little bit hit or miss. There were some good plays and some ugly-looking plays, but it was the first day.
Wiley, you need to do a better job at blocking, too. Josh Wiley.
Now, he caught some passes.
You can catch the ball, but you're going to have to become a better blocker, and I'm sure you will.
So between the Key suspension, the Jeffrey Simmons stuff today, some early things that a brand-new head coach, Brian Callahan, will be put to the test on. How does he handle these kind of things. We'll be watching that very closely. A couple more quick texts before we pass the baton here. Gamma Greg texts in and says, it all sounds good. Ultimately, though, when you get paid like Jeff did, leadership is a given. It isn't just, quote, worked out. It's implied in the contract discussions.
No, it's not.
I don't think so. I don't buy that.
Contract discussion. You can't, just because you pay a guy a lot of money doesn't make him a leader. It just doesn't. Leadership is, you grow into that. And that's why I said, you know, I think it was probably just a bad day. I'm going to chalk it up to a bad day for Simmons. But he has to understand he can't have these bad days moving forward. He just can't, because they consider him one of the leaders, if not the leader of this team. And if that is indeed the case, you can't have days like this.
Michael in Madison texts this in here, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. The problem with Big Jeff getting thrust into this leadership position is that within the span of one off season, practically the entire former group of leaders was gone. Everybody else that you guys mentioned to learn from the job is gone. That's not an excuse for Jeff, because I think he needs to be able to assume that role regardless of how many other people are around him. But there were very few times in the past where somebody was just left alone from one season to the next in terms of a leadership position. I do think that is something to look for, is who emerges as the leadership group with Jeffrey Simmons, who is going to be part of it for sure. Mm-hmm. Will Levis has got a chance to advance in that area, but he's awfully young. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of challenges here. Wes in Clarksville, hate to say this, but the O-line is going to get destroyed. I hope Levis doesn't get ruined because of this.
They'll get better. How much better? Only time will tell. But I have faith that they're going to get better. It's not going to look like it did last year. Pray to God it doesn't. But I think they're headed down the right path, going to get Bill Callahan, drafting JC, and having Skowronski and Cushenberry right there. So hopefully things will be better.
Super quick, I don't know the answer to this. Jonathan in East Nashville texts in, is there a list of performance-enhancing drugs available to the public by the NFL? I don't know about the public, but the players can find out, right?
I mean, you can go to, just pull it up, banned substances by the NFL. You can pull it up and it'll show you. They have the collective bargaining online. You can look at it if you want to.
In these days of AI, who knows what the computer will spit out for
exactly.
you. Exactly. When in doubt, go talk to your guy, though. Don't just put it in your body and say, oh, I didn't
know about that.
Sorry, I didn't know what happened. All right, so Arden Key, likely suspended for 6 games. We'll turn it over to Jared here in just a moment, and we'll be back with you tomorrow after another day of Titans practice at 11 a.m.
Be love, love on your people, and love on your neighbor. Have a wonderful and blessed Tuesday and peace.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.